This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. British Defense Minister Jeff Hoon says as many as 30 oil wells may be on fire in southern Iraq. Coalition forces reportedly are headed toward those oil fields near the city of Basra to secure them and to prevent any further sabotage. In the 1991 Gulf War, Iraqi forces torched or otherwise destroyed more than 750 oil wells as they fled Kuwait, causing an environmental disaster. American military officials have been concerned about a repeat during the war with Iraq. NPR science correspondent David Barron is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Back in 1991, the oil well fires got so bad they literally blackened the sky in midday.
That's right. If you recall the pictures on TV and in newspapers, it looked like one's image of Armageddon. There were orange flames leaping into a dark sky, acrid smoke filling the air. Drivers in Kuwait during the day had to turn on their headlights. It was so dark. There was oil and soot covering the sand, the palm trees, herds of sheep. Even the rain turned black. Now, I should point out that right now we're not getting reports of anything anywhere near that serious, but American satellites have picked up images of great smoke plumes from the fires that are blowing for many miles toward the east.
And if possible, you want to keep the troops away from that smoke.
Well, absolutely. Keep in mind that what's burning here is not anything like refined gasoline being combusted in the controlled environment of a car engine, say. This is dirty crude straight from the ground, and when it burns in the open air, you get all sorts of nasty stuff. You get hydrogen sulfide, which is a poison, sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which cause acid rain, a host of compounds called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are known to be carcinogens. Also, I should point out, a lot of what looks like black smoke isn't smoke at all. It's actually unburned oil, which spurts out into a fine mist like perfume from an atomizer, and people who enter that fog are literally breathing petroleum. Back in 91, soldiers and local residents exposed to the oil and soot complained of stinging eyes and breathing problems and found themselves coughing up soot.
Did they have long-term problems? Are some of them still having problems?
Well, here things get a little murky. Veterans of the Gulf War do report higher prevalence of bronchitis and asthma, more than double compared to soldiers who did not serve in Operation Desert Storm. And some scientists have suggested that the oil fires might be responsible. But a recent study by researchers at the University of Iowa casts doubt on that association. These scientists interviewed 1,500 Gulf War veterans and found that those who complain of breathing problems are more likely to recall being exposed to the oil smoke, and that suggests that there is a link. But when the scientists actually tracked where each person was in the Gulf War and how much smoke he or she actually would have inhaled, they found no connection to breathing problems. So in other words, veterans with breathing difficulty may remember being exposed to more smoke than they actually encountered because of their later problems. So anyway, while it's clearly not a good idea to breathe the smoke and oil, the effects may not be as severe or lasting as originally feared.
After the Gulf War, putting out those fires took more than 6 months. Mm-hmm. Are the environmental effects still lingering?
They are. In fact, one report I've seen says that 40% of Kuwait's fresh water reserves remain contaminated with oil. So clearly preventing any more Iraqi wells from being torched is a high priority for the coalition forces. As for putting out the fires, that may not be as difficult this time as last time. Part of what made the job so hard in 1991 was not only the sheer size of the problem, but also the fact that Iraqi forces had booby-trapped the oil fields with mines. We don't know how seriously damaged these Iraqi fields are. If the pipes are intact, they may be able to extinguish the fires by simply shutting off some valves.
NPR science correspondent David Barron.